The Volume.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, July 27th, and we've got a ton of great stuff to talk about, including some weird stuff, getting back into the weird non-sports stuff, basically just to keep John from going crazy. As always.
So excited. You don't even know.
As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good internet and real life buddies, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How again?
Legethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And we only asked for one fucking thing on this podcast, and that was for the USA basketball team to beat France.
To beat Rudy Gobert in particular. Let's cut the bullshit and get to the specifics. Rudy Gobert got one over on us, bro. I don't even give a fuck about patriotism, about none of that shit, but I do not like that. I'm sick.
That's where you draw the line.
I draw the fucking line. And Rudy Gobert fucking tap dancing on us like that. Fuck that, man. God damn.
The Gogurt pack did get over on the red, white, and blue. The other red, white, and blue beat the red, white, and blue 83-76 in the first game of the Olympics. USA basketball team first loss since 2004. 24-game win streak. Now 0-1 in the Olympics, and it was indeed Rudy Gogurt with 14-9. Evan Fournier had 28. Kevin Durant, 10 points on 4 of 12 shooting. Dame Lillard, 11 points on 3 of 10 shooting. Draymond Green, 2 points on 1 field goal attempt.
Hey, that's Draymond Green had a good job, Draymond.
Draymond played within himself in that one, yeah.
He had a very Draymond Green game, okay? That's what we had Draymond to go, hit that 1 field goal, you feel me?
Right, Drew Holiday, fucking salute, like a crisp military-type salute to Drew Holiday, fresh off the fucking planes, was the leading scorer for the USA with 18 points. He did shoot 5 of 13, But 18 points. I cannot get over the fact that Kevin Durant had 10 fucking points.
Watch for the USA basketball. He's had 10 points in a basketball game.
Yeah, that would be a good fucking poll right there because I can't.
You know imagine. What I mean? Like, when's the last time he barely got double digits? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Let's just see how bad they're going to be. They're not going to win. Mm-hmm. Let's lean in and see how bad it can get, though. I'm down for that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see how trash these niggas are going to get. I don't give a fuck if they win or not anymore. Let's go the other way with it. You feel me? Let's be good at losing. You feel me?
Pop did his super annoying shit after the game that I fucking hate when he does this, and he does it with the Spurs too. But people are like, oh, you know, kind of a surprise that you guys lost. And he's like, oh, well, when you say surprise, that's kind of dissing the other team, you know. It's like, they haven't lost in 18 years in the Olympics, dude. Like, yeah.
It's not a surprise, though. It's not a surprise. It's not. Because they look trash in the fucking preliminary games, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The exhibition games, they look bad there. So it's not a surprise. But, I mean, only because they look bad, not because we're dissing the other team. That's silly. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I think Evan Fournier hit the nail on the head. Leading scorer of the game, Evan Fournier, when he said, they're way more individually talented than us, but they're beatable as a team. And that's basically it. Like, you're playing these dudes, like, you know, these national teams where these guys have been playing together since they were 14 years old, you know? And then you're just throwing together a new roster every 4 years. Like, I mean, it's coming back to bite USA in the ass right about now.
But it's never bit us in the ass before. Like, it hasn't bit us in the ass in 20 years. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. This ain't the squad, bro. This squad just isn't good together in particular. I don't know if it's that, you know, idea of how to put a team together. It's just this squad together. You know what I mean?
I think Tyler's exactly right, and I would have leaned into that. Put Trae Young out there. You know what I mean? Like, Trae Young wanted to play. They left him off the team. Like, if the issue is that we just have a bunch of gunslingers that don't play together as a team, at least get the real gunslingers out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We got KD that got 10 points. That is the fucking gunslinger in the league, nigga. What do we think Trae Young can do that KD can't do? That fucking Damian Lillard can't do, nigga. You know, this team just doesn't play good together. You feel me? Like, we had, like, Bron, Kobe, fucking Melo, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas ain't that, bro. That's a fact. You know, you can put together players that don't play together, but they just have to be a particular set of players. And these players don't mesh well. I'm just wondering, do you think that Trae could do something that Dame or KD can in this, you know what I mean, in FIBA?
I think he's a better playmaker than KD. Playmaker as Dame. But I think the thing is that the NBA has shifted to an international ball, Euro ball league, you know, 15 years or so ago, right? It shifted away from American ball with the, you know, ISO dead ball, no ball movement. It's been a Euro ball league for a minute now. And now we're playing, you know, teams on the international stage who have been playing this way their whole lives together. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I definitely think that is catching up and biting USA in the ass. And I don't know what the answer would be because you can't bank on your top five guys going to the Olympics, right? Because those guys, they're top five and they're going to have deep playoff runs and they're going to be exhausted in the summer. So they're going to take that time off, right? Like, Steph has never played in the Olympics. He's played in FIBA. But, you know, it just so happened that shit lined up where he didn't want to do 2016 because he had fucking, you know, two final runs after that. And two, he doesn't want to do it now because, you know, he's 32 with all these miles on him. So I don't know, man. I think the easy answer is we got to get our best guys out there, like our top five, top eight guys out there. But I don't know if that's possible anymore.
Dudes don't really like working with USA Basketball, to be completely just honest with you.
Why is that?
Well, USA Basketball, and actually, you know, we've had Jack McCollum on, and his book on the Dream Team kind of gets into when USA Basketball has existed for a long time. USA Basketball is its own thing, right? And so there was a lot of power brokering that basically happened because Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan when the Dream Team happened. But prior to that, USA Basketball was like king shit. We're going to bring these college kids in. We're going to dictate everything. And even though it's been 30 years since they started working with pros, I think it's still like they want to be USA Basketball sees itself as its own thing and kind of separate. And so there's a expectation, understandably, that when the NBA guys come in, they're going to fucking, you know, march in line and everything and be part of the team and all that. And, you know, you're Kevin, like, does that sound like Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant wants to come in and have Greg Popovich tell him what, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. In years prior, weren't they like together playing for multiple years prior to the Olympics? I mean, didn't they have like some type of like requirements or something?
Yeah, championships and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have that. I don't know if they've had that with this squad. So that may be.
Do you really think the team in 2012 with Bron and Kobe and A, do you think they would have needed? To me, it's the talent. Like, you throw the top eight dudes from the NBA in that are Americans, I don't give a fuck if they've never played before. You know what I mean? Personally, I mean, I know everyone's talking about that, and I think it's, to be honest, a little bit excuse making for USA basketball that it's like, oh, well, they don't have the chemistry. It's just like, you didn't need Bron and Kobe to have chemistry. They were the top two players. You know what I mean? Like, it's Bron and Kobe.
But okay, what is this? What's the starting five of this team? Like, what is this?
The starting five today. Hold on. Let me get my shit up. I read most of their stat lines. It was Draymond, Bam, Zach LaVine, Dame, and KD. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with Tyler. It's 100% a talent thing to me.
I said talent, but also I feel like you could put the right team. I said you could put the like strangers together, but they just have to be like, they're not Kobe, Bron, and fucking, you know, Melo like we had in years past. You know what I'm saying? But like,
Bam, Zach, and Draymond are great basketball players, but they're not guys you put on the front line when it's time to take on the world. You know,
right. Yeah. Exactly.
General Patton's not calling Zach LaVine. Is that right? What you're
represent the entire United States? No, I don't think so. I when you said that starting lineup, I think I progressively got
that motherfucker got some names out here, goddamn.
Charlamagne.
Fuck it, we got DJ Angela Yee lining up against the world, God, bro.
Charlamagne, the god.
Goddamn.
Dog, yeah, that team just ain't it, bro. That team just ain't it, bro. That's a fact on that, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with anybody else playing together for Hellas or the style of play. We just ain't got the players. You know what I mean? They're good, but they're not the guys. Flat the fuck out. It's pretty simple there.
I'd actually be good. It's like a good, like a Ragnarok cycle from Norse mythology. If we just do like every four Olympics, we just suck. And then that next Olympics, you're like, you know, Steph wants to play. Like everyone wants to play on it to do the redemption thing.
The redeem team.
I'm pretty certain that they all like that they did that at one point where they was like, we're gonna team up together. I think Bron, all them niggas like put in way more hours than normal and they were dogging motherfuckers that year. But yeah, I don't see them doing it now. And they shouldn't need to if they had the guys that they're supposed to have out there. But yeah, man.
I mean, we need to
lean into the bad because we're not going to get the good out of that.
I mean, the redeem team and then the 2012 team, it was absolutely that. Like, compare the starting lineup I just read you to. Pick any five from the redeem team: Kobe, Bron, Dwayne Wade, Dwight Howard at the time, Chris Bosh, Chris Paul, Melo. You know what I mean? And then, in my opinion, the 2012 team's even better. You throw in like Anthony Davis and some of the younger killers. Like, we just don't have that lineup. I mean, candidly, you got Drew Holiday coming off the bench to drop 18 points to try and save you. You know what I mean? Like, that's not that's not Melo. Do it.
That ain't gonna get her done.
The KD situation, that's weird though, right? Like 10 points?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is that, honestly? You know what I mean? Because he is the guy, bro. You know what I mean?
He should be the guy globally in this tournament.
Right, right. And 4 for 10. I don't know.
4 for 12.
Oh, pardon me.
One of six from three, committed 5 fouls, 2 rebounds. You know what I mean?
Goddamn. What the fuck?
I don't know. They'll probably still bounce back and run it. I still, in my heart, I just feel like they'll fucking no. bounce back. And
no. You don't think so?
No, they're not. No, so. Bro. They haven't won a game. What,
they're 0 for 3 out this motherfucker.
They're 0 for 3 in this motherfucker, bro. Like, no, bro. No, I don't care. And I don't care, bro. Like I said, I just want to see how many they can lose at this point. Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Definitely, definitely hoping that somehow we can see Slovenia and watch Luka go off on these boys. That's what I'm rooting for right about now. Be,
if Luka cooked them bigger, come on, bro.
Luka's changing jerseys because his shit's so soaked in saliva at this point from watching that game. Right. Someone just put up a picture of him during the game they played right after, and he looks like a fucking wolf, bro. He cannot wait to beat us. Oh, shit. Okay, let's talk about weird Olympic sports. John mentioned, first of all, this is to me what's fun about the Olympics is you can just bounce back and forth from. It's a great ADD sports festival. You bounce back and forth from basketball to water polo to soccer to Naomi Osaka playing tennis to skateboarding to whatever else. But John mentioned that what he really wanted was Olympic dodgeball. I'm fully on board with Olympic dodgeball.
Yes.
I mean, like we talked about the 3-on-3 tournament, like that's cool enough, but it's still basketball. If we're going to get weird, let's have some real fun.
Have you watched any of the 3-on-3? It's pretty weird.
No, no. I watched like 14 seconds of it. You know what I mean? And that's all I had in me. it was time to go, buddy. You feel me? I'll tell you, I watched more fencing than I watched 3-on-3 basketball. You feel me? Like, it wasn't all that fun. But yeah, dodgeball, come on, G.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tap in for that? You know what I mean? And then, like, there could be, like, you don't have to be, like, the best athlete in the world to be cold at dodgeball. You know what I mean? Like, you could be a regular ass dude that's just in good shape and be on the fucking USA dodgeball team because you just that nigga. You know what I mean?
As long as you got that power spin move into a throw in your back, right? You could be a global dodgeball legend.
Got good hands.
Dodgeball is a great spectator sport. Like, if I'm walking by a dodgeball game, I will post up to see somebody get beamed, bro. Like, they definitely need to have that shit in the Olympics.
If I'm walking by a dodgeball game, like, outdoors at an elementary school, nigga, I might stop for about 2.5 minutes and be like, let me see one of these kids get, you know what I mean? Who's the guy out here? You know what I mean? I want to see him do his thing for a second, and I go on about my day, you know what I mean? But all you need is, like, what, 2.5 abs, some decent hands, you know what I mean? Like, they'll be the only niggas at the Olympics without an 8-pack. They would be the only, you know what I mean? Let's dodgeball. I'm all in for Olympic dodgeball. You know what I mean? I'm tapping in.
I'm going to stay on the elementary school playground. I would love to see Olympic kickball on a similar tip as dodgeball with the, you know, pegging dude to get him out rule. You know what I mean? So you just have like Mookie Betts hoses from the outfield trying to beam people behind the ear and shit.
do we have the shoulder up rule or can you could bink a nigga in the head and that motherfucker just out, bro?
Full
we're
body.
Adults. Yeah, yeah,
full
yeah.
Full body, yeah. You're full an Olympian. Be an Olympian.
Be an Olympian, right? Right? Put that ab and a half to use, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, dog. Yeah, this is really exciting me. Like, I'm really excited that this should happen for sure.
What I like about the Olympics is they actually do this. You know what I mean? They actually put, I mean, like when the Olympics are in LA in 2028, Long Beach is hosting BMX biking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they put random shit in the Olympics. We're watching skateboarding right now.
Yeah.
Like, I love this. I love that about the Olympics.
That's not random though. Like, skateboarding has been a thing. I mean, like, has been highly competitive for what? That motherfucker Tony Hawk is what, 50 years old? You know what I mean? So I mean, yeah. So I mean, they put their time in dodgeball. We gotta start from the bottom. So maybe about 10 years, 10-12 years. You feel?
When me? I say random, I mean random compared to sports that have been around for 100. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. Like it's like you just wouldn't think. Like for example, there would never be the NFL of skateboarding overnight. But right, the Olympics, right, because it's so big, can say skateboarding. You're in the fucking club, and it's on NBC at 8 p.m. with, you know, however many million people watch. Like that's what I like about it. You can expand that to whatever sport.
If we're keeping it a stack, like the javelin's a weird thing to have. Like to be like, if somebody asks you, I'm an Olympic. You ask somebody what they do for a living. I'm an Olympic javelin thrower. You know what I mean? Like, how odd. Nigga, I've never seen one of them in the wild. You see skateboarders and fucking kickball players. I saw a kickball tournament driving down the street the other day. You don't see niggas just out in the wild throwing javelins, nigga. That is very like, you know what I mean? You know, that's what, 1432 shit, nigga. Like, what made you like, I'm gonna throw the javelin. You know what I mean? And to compete.
That's legit, all jokes aside, an original Olympic game from Greece. Like, throwing was something that the ancient Greeks took very seriously, because that was something that, you know, you needed in your life as an ancient Greek thrower, because it was going to be times when you motherfuckers had to get out there and throw some spears because it was going down, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's a sport that's a relic, you know, of a fucking ancient time. And I don't know who the fuck grows up wanting to be a javelin thrower.
I feel like dodgeball feels the same survival instinct. You know what I mean? It's like you would have needed to have dodged some spears too, right?
Survival instinct? For some players, it was survival. Do you remember those kids? That like that the kids that didn't want dodgeball day, that didn't want kickball day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they just wanted to fucking, I don't know, play four square or some shit, bro. Like, which I was called it. I used to love that shit. But like, some kids, we can be dodgeball, they'd be like groaning. Or fucking kickball, they'd be groaning. They'd be like, no,
they'd be like, just don't hit me in the head. They would ask for an honorable death on the dodgeball field.
They'd be over in the corner while everybody was playing dodgeball. God, but and those kids, that were survival when they were put out there, bro. Just think about that. As an elementary kid, being that kid, and like you're out there with these mother, dude, when dodgeball, how were you when it was dodgeball day? I was a fucking wild animal, nigga. I was insane, bro. I remember when I hit Will in the head and took him off his feet, nigga, on some like accidental shit. They just caught the ball. His name was Will. He changed his name to Kevin. I don't know why the fuck that happened 2 years later. But anyway,
knocked his name out of him like Sonny Riggs.
He woke up Kevin like a motherfucker. But somebody caught the ball and he was taking off to get back out there, and he was like running sideways, hell excited. Hit that motherfucker in his head. But like, I still see it to this day. That was 20 years ago, nigga. No, it might be 25 years ago. But no, like, how wild were you? You're put out here with these banshees, and you're a regular kid that just wants to do regular shit, and you got to play dodgeball against a fucking crazy human. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
that's when the Lord of the Rings comes out. And every kid, for the best or for the better or for worse, dodgeball will tell you what type of kid you are. You know, what your character is. Are you going to, if we were on like a deserted island in Lord of the Rings, would you have been one of the savages? Yeah, or would you have been Piggy, like just, you know, hiding and hoping no one kills you? Yeah.
I think, and I was a dorky kid, but I was very competitive and I did love sports. So I love dodgeball and kickball and all that. But I think like I had a thing in college where I realized for all my like prerequisite classes, like my general ed, like biology or whatever, I just figured out on the first day, like, what do I need to do to get a C? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you're not taking attendance, so I just need to come and get a C on two tests. Like, I'm doing that, right? Right. Minimum effort possible. I feel like there's a dodgeball way to do that if you're smart, where you can, first of all, never go out and say, don't hit me in the head, because you just painted a neon circle around your head, obviously. Right. But you just go out and you hang towards the back, and then you just lean into a stray one. You know what I mean? Like a floater, and then you're out. I'm saying for survival tactics. If you're this dorky kids out there,
Mike, you were 6 foot in like fourth grade, my nigga. So geek. I mean, I'm not pegging your ass, motherfucker. I was a real regular ass fourth grader, nigga. So like, the rules don't apply to the big nigga in the class, bro. You can do what
I'm offering.
You want.
I'm offering as a sports writer techniques bullies, I've seen.
Bro.
Like,
stop
like,
it.
But I'll go to football practices, and my friend, other Tyler, and I will always call them the sifters. You find a kid, and when they're doing Oklahomas and shit, he's not running from it. He's just staying at about third in line. You know what I mean? He's timing it to the kid on the other side. That's the fat kid or whatever.
You can see his eyes shifting, right?
But that's the smartest like, kid on the. That's the smartest kid on the team, right there.
Motherfucker, bro. He know what time it was, bro. Because fuck Oklahoma's. I want no part of that shit, bro. Especially now, you can end up going viral in a wild way, dog. I'm doing Oklahoma. I don't want no part of that shit, man. But yeah, dodgeball back then, going out there like that. That we're the at our wildest state, and you're putting a regular normal kid out there. Thinking about that now as an adult is crazy.
Shall we award our Booger Boy of the Week?
Booger Boy time. Let's get it.
Go ahead, man.
I said in the group chat, the Booger Boys are getting boogerier. With each, like at this point, if you made a top 10 list of Booger Boys, Jim Boeheim, who we named this segment for, he wouldn't even be in like the top five, bro. Right.
And he actually
like
picking, eats boogers. Yeah.
You're picking and eating boogers is much less boogery than the shit some of these people are doing.
He's like the least boogery Booger Boy. Like he's like, you know, he named it after him. And the nigga is on the bottom of the list, my nigga, like crazy.
All right. I'm sure everyone's seen this, so I won't read too much of it. But Minnesota Vikings assistant coach Rick Dennison was fired Friday for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine, which the NFL has made a requirement for all its top-level employees. He'd been the Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator for 2 seasons. Congratulations, bro.
You showed us.
You lost your job, but you won the Booger Boy of the Week. Here's your trophy, unemployment, motherfucker. Like, how wild is that shit?
If I wrote down every name of every assistant coach in the NFL, would you have correctly guessed that Rick Dennison would be the guy?
Yeah. Like I said before, I was like, bro, I don't think I would like a single Dennison on the fucking planet, bro. That sounds like a nigga that would make that decision. So he's very, very on brand. Or a Dennison, a Richard Dennison, to make this decision, bro. I'm like, this is my logic with the vaccine, though, bro. If everybody turns to zombies like these motherfuckers think, you want to be one of the 8 motherfuckers on the planet who's like fighting these motherfuckers? Like, bitch, I want to be a zombie with my niggas, bro. I told motherfuckers before, I'm like, all my niggas probably going to hell. I'm going with them. You feel me? Like, that's how I'm thinking. Would you jump off a bridge? Nigga, if 10 of my niggas jumped off the bridge, I'm going to go ahead and be the 11. Might as well. Goddamn.
Yeah, what the fuck going on down there? Yeah.
I can be the single one. Right. Let's do it together at that point. I just don't get the logic. My mama asked me, is your friend to my bridge? Would you? Yeah. Like, why would? No, nigga, that's how it's lonely at the top of that motherfucking bridge, you feel me? No, but I mean, like, but that's what's so weird about it. If you feel like this is going to happen, like, you might as well be with your people and shit. I don't get it. But, dog, you lost $500,000 job over this? Like, I don't...
Over a vaccine that, like, 200 million Americans have gotten.
Out of the 300 million that exists, you know what I mean? Like...
He lost his job to get some Facebook thumbs up, basically, is what it comes down to.
Right. I just like,
But I will say that the NFL did a very masterful job here of leveraging NFL culture to get people vaccinated here, right? Because in a culture where the guys who get shot up on painkillers to play are viewed as like the ultimate teammates, the biggest team guys. Now they're saying, if you don't take this shot, you're going to hurt your team. So they put the anti-vaxxers in the NFL on the fucking one line, on their own 1 yard line on this. And it was a fucking masterful play by them.
The NFL knows how to pull the strings on shit like that. And when Michael Irvin came out and said, if you don't get the vaccine, you must not want to win. Mm-hmm. The first thing I thought was, hey, man, I know a lot of people who work for, you know, who work in messaging or for public health or whatever. He cracked the code, bro. You say whatever you want about you're trying to save your friend's grandma. The most effective message to American men is, well, are you a fucking pussy? Right.
How unhealthy are we?
Are you too fucking pussy to get the vaccine?
How unhealthy are we if that message... You don't want to win. You know what I mean? Like you said, fuck your grandmother. Fuck your family and loved ones. You don't want to win is what gets motherfuckers to fucking get the vaccine. We're a sick fucking culture. Toxic indeed, nigga. That did is you, crazy did, as hell.
Did you see Beyond Meat had a messaging campaign in Texas? You know, Beyond Meat is one of the like soy, like lab grown, like meat substitutes, whatever. And I don't eat it, yet personally. I understand it's probably coming for all of us or whatever, but they had a message campaign in Texas that apparently led to like a doubling in sales. And the ad was, "Are you afraid you'll like it?"
Dang.
You know what I mean? How much it was science, just like, well, oh,
how much research went into that? How much research went into that?
Spend 10 fucking minutes in Texas research. Well, is your vagina too big for you to try this fake meat, bro?
Don't ever question the size of my vagina, nigga. Give me that motherfucking meat, motherfucker.
That soy meat.
Pass me the soy barbecue, motherfucker. You thought you won, nigga? Fuck out of here. Golly. I hate us.
We're the worst. The absolute worst.
We're the worst.
The fucking worst.
God. God created men. I can't believe this shit. It's wild. Crazy.
Whoa. Huge mistake in retrospect.
Huge mistake. Golly.
We did also have, and I know Tyler wants to talk about this as much as I do, because it's always fun to make fun of whoever the quarterback of the Cowboys is, especially when they deserve it. But someone asked Dak. Now, listen, the NFL has made it so that asking people whether they're vaccinated or not is like something you have to do, because this coach got fired because you're not going to be allowed on the sideline. You're not going to be allowed in meeting rooms if you're not vaccinated.
He couldn't work. He literally couldn't work, yeah.
So someone at a press conference asked Dak Prescott if he was vaccinated. He said, I'm not sure that's important. I think that's HIPAA.
Motherfuckers don't know what HIPAA is. Goddamn. But look, bro.
Never had a real job. That's why he doesn't know what it is, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we all know Dak is vaccinated. No way in hell Jerry Jones is going to have his QB with all those fucking regulations. Of course you're vaccinated, Dak. And look, it's well within his right to, you know, say, I don't want to disclose that, but we're going to find out any fucking way during training camp, because we've seen the stipulations where it's going to be vaccinated guys doing this shit, unvaccinated guys doing that shit, right? So we're going to find out either way. Dak not wanting to tell people he was vaccinated is Dak not wanting to shit on his people, his blue lives matter motherfuckers, you know, because that's the type of dude Dak is, right? Like, he didn't want to ruffle their feathers, you know what I'm saying? So Dak, we know you're vaccinated, bro, and you don't know what the fuck HIPAA is, but you know, that's a whole other discussion.
Tyler, as someone who understands HR and corporations, etc., how much have you been enjoying the HIPAA misapplication of the last couple weeks?
I love it, because I feel like people think that, you know, that's checkmate when they say it, you know, and I love when a motherfucker is wrong as fuck about some shit that they think is the fucking game changer, right? So I love that shit about it. It's been very entertaining to me. I'm not one of these dorks who's upset about it. I just think it's fucking hilarious.
You say checkmate, but he's moving a piece of dog poop on the chessboard. Oh fuck. All right. Well, and actually I do want to say, cause you're exactly right. Like, all of the people, like all the Fox News people were all like among the first people to be vaccinated too. Mm-hmm. All the people who get paid to tell you to like say whether you should or shouldn't take the vaccine. Like, everyone's had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Donald Trump was like one of the first people to get the vaccine. You know what I mean? It's just like hilarious to me, that aspect of it, of like, oh, well, I don't want to disclose whether or not I've had the vaccine. It's like, why not? I don't just like, it's HIPAA. I think that's HIPAA.
It's HIPAA. hungry HIPAA. I can't disclose that. That would be the violation of my Milton and Bradley rights.
Dak with his sunglasses and his beard and the shape of his head might have been the funniest face imaginable to say that.
That too. Fucking built for it, tough face ass nigga, man. Come on, bro. Bro, we know you got the vaccine. You just don't want to let your people down. We want to be, dog. F-250,
goddamn. Yeah,
goddamn. F-350 face ass nigga, man. Come on, bro. Goddamn, like a rock face ass nigga, man. Come on, bro.
Them trucks be having hips, nigga. Thick ass trucks, you feel me?
All wheel drive face ass nigga, dog.
Nigga said,
Like a rock.
I can't believe that ever worked. Niggas was buying cars because of that. That shit.
Woo! Are you too pussy to buy a Chevy?
Oh god, oh shit.
Fucking Dakota Rain Prescott. You fucking motherfucker, Dakota Rain Prescott. Your goddamn 1880 Reconstruction Senator ass name. Well, get the fuck out of here.
Dakota Prescott. God. Oh shit, bro. Oh shit.
You're welcome to come on the pod anytime, Dak.
Dak, come on the pod, you, bro.
So we can light show ask you.
Dak, we won't ask you any questions that violate HIPAA. We'll just describe your face for fucking 40 minutes.
That nigga should be doing dances on TikTok with that motherfucking name, dog. He should be that motherfucker, Dakota Ray. Oh, man, he should have his ass out on Instagram. What the fuck? God damn. Fire ass porn star name, dog.
Dakota Rain.
Dakota Rain, dog. Shit.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with an epic Olympic bonus. Just place your first bet on any Olympic sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. To get you started, here are my Olympic picks. Simone Biles, women's vault, gold, lock. USA men's basketball team to lose every game, lock. But you could bet on any Olympic event, baseball, soccer, track and field, and more. Promotions like this are just one of the reasons why I love betting with America's number one sports book. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and there's fast payouts. You can get paid in as little as 24 hours. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code J and go for gold today. That's promo code J. That's for Jenkins and Jones. 21 and over and present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Minimum bet $10. Max bonus $200. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tyler, you've had the Popeyes Nuggets and I have not yet, and so I would appreciate your reviews.
Bro, let me tell you, goddamn. I went to Popeyes yesterday, bro. I got a 12-piece, right? I pulled over in the parking lot. I ate them shits. I pulled off. I rolled my window down. I yelled, Popeyes, y'all motherfuckers done did it again. Nigga, 10 out of 10. Those nuggets are all fucking fire. Oh my, bro, Popeyes is the best at this fried chicken shit, man. There's everyone else in second place. I don't give a fuck. They're the goats. They're the goats of the chickens.
How high were you?
I was very high. It was an occasion, you know? You had to get high for that.
Bro, you pulled up in that old school, drove off yelling out the window. I know for a fact you did that shit.
Damn right.
I know you yelled that shit out the window for real. Oh my god, dog, that is great.
Yeah, that shits are delicious. Highly recommend them.
What made you eat them in the parking lot, though?
I seriously wanted to taste some. I had to pull up because they were like, "Oh, you're gonna have to wait 3 minutes." I'm like, "Oh, hell yeah!" You know, so I'm getting them fresh out the motherfucking grease. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I just wanted to taste them at their best, at their freshest, and goddamn, 10 out of 10. Like I said,
Did your lady ask for some?
Yeah, she was in the car with me. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so y'all. Okay. I thought you ate them by yourself, and then
now she had about 3 or 4. You know what I'm saying? We went hamburger on them motherfuckers.
Okay. She was there when you yelled out the
hell
window.
Hell yeah!
Is great.
I very much enjoy anything that will embarrass her in public. That's kind of my love language with her. So.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that is perfect.
Can we talk about gatekeeping white supremacy? Is the time right for that?
Yes. That's
is the time right for that?
So Joe Biggs, the leader of the Proud Boys, this is Chris Not Cappin had tweeted this out. Joe Biggs had a post, I think, on Instagram or something about how bad of a time he's having in prison where he's been for the last 3 months. And he said the Proud Boys are a white supremacist, fascist type of an organization. He said he's getting pressed by the real white supremacists in prison. He said, I have anxiety bad now, panic attacks so bad I black out. There are actual white supremacist gang members here who hate the fact that the media calls Proud Boys white supremacists. They tested me on what it means to be one of them, and I failed miserably.
How was that test? Was it standardized, my nigga? You feel me? You had a scantron, my nigga. like to test your white supremacy knowledge, motherfucker. Bro, that, did y'all believe anything in that letter?
I believe he's not having fun in prison.
Yeah. Okay, that. But like, the black, y'all know you read the second part. The black guys are saying how, you know, how cool I am. Basically, he said that the black guys.
Oh, I didn't read any of that shit.
The black guys are saying how cool he is in prison.
And you know what I'm saying? And like how the media is lying about what he is. Like,
here's what I will say. I believe as someone with friends who've been through the system, I believe that the real white supremacists, because the white supremacists in prison are white supremacists. I believe that they are pressing him and calling him a fucking Twinkie white supremacist,
a
like 100%, like oh yeah,
hipster white supremacist, right? Yeah.
They're giving him the Bane speech about hating black people.
But like, are the black people even talking to him? You feel what I'm saying? Like, no, bro, that shit is the lunch table time, like the lunchroom times, fucking a million, nigga. You only fuck with who you fuck with, based on the people that I know that have had that experience. You feel me? Not built for that shit.
Fuck that.
At all, obviously. But dog, like I think it's bullshit. But it's funny that he considers himself like, you know, white supremacy light. You know what I'm saying? Like
he's the radio edit white supremacy, right?
I'm the no sugar white supremacist. You know what I mean?
Zero calorie white supremacist.
Zero calorie white supremacist. Like, bro, nigga, just get your ass whooped and shut the fuck up in there, please. Like, dog, I just want the truth to come out. The truth did come out, motherfucker, and you about to do time. I had nothing to do with that. Bro, really? That nigga had walkie-talkies. He was more than prepared, nigga. A walkie-talkie? Where do you buy one of them? You're the most prepared motherfucker at that shit, bitch. At the Capitol. You can, like, what the fuck? I had nothing. I was wrong place at the wrong time. That's what he said at the end of that fucking letter, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Just happened to be there, Mr. Proud Boy.
Right. Like, you're from Minnesota or some shit and just happened to be in D.C. at that time. Which on the walkie-talkies on some Red Team Go shit. Fuck out of here, bro.
Right. The fuck type of shit. These niggas is crazy. Shit.
But, I mean, all that's obvious, but I'm enjoying the picture of fucking white power Bob, like, choking this dude up against a wall, being like, how much? How racist are you? Prove it.
According to him, he has a mixed baby. You know what I mean? And mixed to him is like, he's from Minnesota and his wife's from fucking
She's
Alley
from
she,
yeah,
you
she's
know
from
what I mean?
York,
like, right. You know what I mean? Get fuck out of here, dog.
Sorry, Joe. Not gonna be fun for you. You're not on a team, bro.
But drop the mixtape and you get your ass whooped, though. I would love to hear the soothing sounds of a Proud Boy getting his ass whooped in the fucking. That'll put me to sleep at night, nigga. Ambient noise indeed. You feel me? Fuck out of here, dog. Fuck him.
All right, for all the diehard, longtime Jenkins and Jones listeners, we got some messages about it's been a lot of basketball talk, and we understand it was a lot of basketball talk during the playoffs. So we have a double-barreled blow your mind to end the show of things that Tyler was noticing. And first of all, I want to start with Moonlight, because Tyler made the point that, like, if you actually look at the moon and think about it, it's fucking crazy.
Yes. The moon, listen, bro, our sun is so fucking powerful that it reflects off of a rock to light our nights up, bro. A rock, right? It reflects off a fucking rock. Bro, like, they said that the moon is actually as black as a car tire, and the sun lights it up so much that it can shine down and reflect before our nights. That is fucking amazing to me, bro. The sun ain't nothing to fuck with, man. The sun ain't no motherfucking hoe. That motherfucker, goddamn. That motherfucker got some names. You know what I mean? Yeah, that shit is amazing, bro.
Charlie McGain, the son.
Oh, shit. It's really that black, though? I thought that shit was maybe gray. I know it's black as a fucking car tire. That's insane.
You've only ever seen it with light on it.
Yeah, right, right, with the camera lighting and shit like that. You know what I mean? When old boy faked his moon landing. But that's pretty insane. That's pretty insane.
Don't you feel like if the moon landing was fake, someone would have made $1 billion for the tapes at this point?
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's fun to believe it was fake. I mean, I just, because it's that meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean? Like, I don't look at mother, like, you landed on a moon. For what, nigga? For what? The Russians. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Like, nigga, okay. Like, that didn't solve shit, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, he was on the moon and niggas was getting their ass beat on the fucking, you know, like, that didn't solve shit. You feel me? Like, so I think it's just fun to be like, fuck that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's all it was, you know, the space race was a motherfucking, you know, proxy war of the Cold War, just a fucking, a technology dick showing contest between the United States and the USSR, which to bring it back full circle, that's basically why we have NBA pros playing in the Dream Team, because in 88 we lost to the USSR and we were like, we can't be losing to the USSR, right? And then we win in 92. The motherfucking USSR didn't even exist anymore, bro. Right? So yeah, it all goes back to that Cold War dick showing contest.
If they hadn't have fucking faked the moon landing, we would not have to watch Rudy Gobert beating fucking Kevin Durant in the Olympics in 2021.
Wait, so the Dream Team was the first Olympic basketball team ever?
They had pros.
With pros.
They had pros. Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yes.
So, wait. We lost to the USSR and put that fucking squad together, nigga?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's some Transformer shit. Like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys to represent us. Like, what the fuck? That'd be niggas about 40-something points and shit.
We lost to the USSR in like a fucking, you know, 22 caliber shootout, and then we burned off the nukes in 1992, basically. That's how that shit went.
That is crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
That shit is wild, though. And I do actually have a story about the 1972 Olympics, because a Long Beach State dude named Ed Ratliff was on that team, where it was 1972. It was the gold medal game between the U.S. and the USSR, and the refs were like Russian, and they literally just let the Russians run. It was like a tie game at the end. They basically just let the Russians run an inbound play three times until they made it. Yeah.
Jerk the fuck out of Team USA. Doug Collins was on that team. Yeah, and Doug Collins still is salty about that shit to this day, and I get it.
Oh, for sure. Like Ed Ratliff told us, famously they did not accept the silver medals. Fucking way. Fuck you. Like, we do not want the silver medals. But Ed told me the IOC has tried to give them to them several times since then. And the team unanimously is like, no way in fucking hell. I don't keep that shit as far away from me as possible. So they must have enjoyed 1992.
A whole lot.
Okay, Blow Your Mind Part 2 is, we've talked about during allergy season that you're just walking around with flower cum like all in your nasal cavities.
I forgot about that, and that's gonna fuck me up a little bit.
But but Tyler made the point that the only reason any of us are alive right now in the first place is that there are plants eating sunlight and farting out oxygen for us to breathe.
Yes.
What? You on that blue dream, nigga? Because this
I wasn't even high when I was tweeting that shit out, but that's just so, first of all, eating sunlight is a super fucking power to begin with. And then you are just farting out oxygen, and that's like, you don't give a fuck about oxygen. That's gas to you. You know, that's fucking constipation or whatever the fuck. And we need, every life form needs that to exist. That's so fucking crazy to me. Our existence doesn't make any fucking sense, bro. It doesn't.
I saw a great tiger gazelle video.
the other day. This nigga's breaking down fucking existential shit. I'm watching fucking Tiger stack the veils out the on Instagram and shit. But damn, that is wild. That is
I never fucking crazy
about plants farting fucking oxygen out. Yeah. That's gonna fuck me up too now. Come on my face, farts in my mouth, nigga. Plants disrespectful as shit. Actually,
yeah. But this is their shit, you know. So we're the guests here. So
yeah,
you
know,
we're in their house. You know, they fucking and farting. We can't do shit about that. You know, it's their crib.
Right. Yeah. I ain't mad. Fuck us. We try.
I think what's crazy, I know you guys both watch the Planet Earth documentaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they would show the time lapse videos of trees growing, or I think they did a forest growth one time, but anytime they did anything with plants that was time lapse, it always blew my mind that like they look like they're living in the way that we like, they look like they're moving in the way that we move. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it looks like they're reaching for things.
Yeah.
And like, we think of them as stationary because the tree is planted in the same place and it's roughly stays there. But it is really like, if you think of them growing towards sunlight and everything else, anytime that video was sped up, it was just like, no, it's just that fruit flies probably also think we don't move around that much because they're only around for 24 hours. So we might be sitting on the couch for most of that time. You know what I mean? We just don't live long enough to really see the life of a tree. You know what I mean? Like, there's trees in this country that are 1800 years old. Like,
I wonder if fruit flies, like when you try to kill them, do they be like looking at us like on some laughing shit? You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine how slow we're moving compared to them? Like, I try to kill one and I really looked at how fast it got away from me. Like, I was over here and the fly was like right here. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that motherfucker probably thinks I'm, you know, moving in fucking kick, 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 kick. You know what I mean?
He probably thinks you're a tree swaying in the wind. Like,
I think a tree's existence, I would hate to be a fucking tree. I would fucking hate to be a tree. You live way too fucking long, bro. All right. You are, I mean, you see the similar shit, but the changes happen so slowly, right? The changes you see happen so slowly. People have like, you know, they're like, hey, do you want to be planted as a tree or some shit? I'm like, fuck no, just let me shake this bitch. I don't want to be here for hundreds of fucking years watching the same shit change slowly. I would hate to be a tree.
You'd rather be a person than a tree?
Oh, definitely, for sure. You what do you rather be a tree? I'm interested.
Trees are chilling.
Trees, yeah, are bad.
Trees, trees sound like a very, it sounds like a very stress-free existence as a tree, bro.
But you're just sitting there and you're living for too long. I don't want to see that much like shit going on around. I don't want to see like, are you okay? You said how long is how old is the oldest tree? Like 180, what'd you say?
1700 years.
Okay. I just really thought about that. Insane.
But don't you think to a fruit fly or a person or a tree that a lifetime is a lifetime? I mean, I don't think, you know what I mean? A fruit fly doesn't think that they only live a day. They think they live, you know, if they make it 25 hours, they think they're 108 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, but I think also like if I'm I don't look at fruit flies or like gazelles or fucking, I don't compare my lives. I don't give a fuck when they die. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not looking at, I'm thinking that's from a human. Like, if I'm a tree seeing all these humans die, like, I don't give a fuck about these niggas. You know what I mean? Like, I'm chilling with my tree homies. And we probably just growing slow, talking shit. But also, what if the niggas that you was around, you don't fuck with them, but you stuck with them niggas, the tree niggas around you. You feel me? You're like, man, I hate this bitch ass nigga, but he's stuck right beside you for eternity, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do at that point?
It's been studies done on that. Trees are very communal in their own way. Like, there will be stronger trees that will latch on like to the roots of like smaller, weaker trees and kind of, you know, help feed them to help them grow. Like, there was this post on Twitter of this wooden bench that someone cut out of a tree, and they found out that like the tree had kind of infiltrated it and was feeding it, because, you know, we probably thought it was another tree because it was wood. You know what I'm saying? So trees are very communal from if you really just like look into that shit. It's interesting.
They, they also communicate with each other more than we used to think that they did. And there's like ongoing studies about that, that through, you know, the release of hormones or chemicals, or I probably don't know the right name, but they actually like signal to each other when there's danger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So they'll harden their bark and shit. Like they're actually much more active in communicating with each other than you would think walking through a forest. And it just looks like they're all like the tree notices when you're in the forest.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They will respond to those danger calls and like produce chemicals that make them their sap taste bitter and shit like that. Like,
right.
Yeah. Trees are smart as fuck. I don't know how they're smart without a brain, which is beyond my human understanding, but you know, trees
they probably think hell, our brain is primitive as fuck. Like these motherfuckers had to grow something to think. Like,
I was born thinking, nigga. Niggas just in me, nigga. You feel me? So basically what you're telling me is trees don't, there's no trees that don't fuck with each other. They really fuck. So that's, I'm thinking like a human once again. Mm-hmm. We're like trees just fuck with trees, dog. Like your homie is, all the homies are your homie. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Right? Trees wouldn't subjugate each other over like, you're fucking oak. You know, like, you feel, like this Proud Boys shit doesn't make any sense to them. You know what I mean?
Would get the vaccine.
Ain't no oaks and maples beefing like, in the tree thing, though.
There will be no, there'll be no anti-vaccine.
I would love to see a yucca gang, like, you know what I mean?
Yucca's fire, though. I love a yucca. I love a good, pretty yucca, bro. Mm-hmm.
I believe that's all the time we have for Jenkins and Jones. Very happy to be talking about nonsense. The nonsense ratio is increasing for the next little while. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back on Thursday breaking down, I guess, how many more times the USA basketball team are going to lose between now and Thursday? Two more times?
Yeah, how many times are we going to give a fuck?
Yeah, like I said, I'm rooting for the chaos now. So hopefully we lose twice.
Kevin Durant, 2 for 36. Yes!
As long as Rudy Gogert can't hurt us anymore, it's fine with me. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all on Thursday.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.